You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Chwaba.
Damn right. That second place crap out of here. Only winners here, Conrad. Only winners.
I got a bunch of second place trophies at home.
Well, you're still kind of a winner. You beat all the other people. Welcome to Nightlight. I'm Pete Chwaba, your host. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. We are barreling towards the weekend here with a Friday night show. It is a Freaky Friday, at least up until Halloween. Every Friday here at Nightlight is a Freaky Friday and a Bar Band Friday night, which is continuous. Bar Band outlives the Halloween season. Every Friday night is a Terry Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight. But we have some scary stuff coming up here tonight. As I mentioned, Freaky Friday, our little featurette we do, pardon me, leading up until the Halloween holiday. Every Friday night at 6:35, we talk the unknown, the outer range, the paranormal, ghosts, vampires, whatever it is to freak ourselves out. Luckily, it's still light out, so we won't get that scared. But that's what tonight is all about. The scares, the freaks, and the new music from Terry Barr. So wherever you're joining us from in this great state of ours, it is great to have you with me tonight. I'm hoping we can have a great conversation throughout the show about the things we're talking about and anything that you feel like texting in. It's going to be a fun night. My guests tonight from the Wausau, I almost said Oshkosh, the Wausau Paranormal. Wait a minute, I got to get this right. The Paranormal, I just had this. Where did that go? The Wausau Paranormal Research Society, Bill Beaudry and Sean Blaschka will be here at 6:35. I hope I'm saying their names right. If I'm not, I'm sure they will correct me. We're going to talk to these guys about some of the work they do in Oshkosh when they investigate the paranormal. Like you, I don't fully believe in the paranormal or that ghosts are among us, but I'm not ruling it out. I'm open-minded, and I find it really fun and fascinating to talk about. So that's what we'll do at 6:35 with Sean and Bill. Have you come around at all, Conrad, on the paranormal since we've been discussing it from time to time on this show?
No.
You're still not a believer?
No, I'm not a believer.
Are you a believer?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
He's concrete.
I love Justin.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of remain open-minded. And I will be honest, when Todd is on the show, I love listening to what Todd Michael says about all the work he's done. I find it very interesting. I would need to see it for myself, but I also don't really want to see it for myself. I'm okay not knowing, but it's fun to talk about. And that's what we'll do on Freaky Friday here at 6:35. And as I mentioned earlier, Terry Barr, our friend from Max Inc. Radio, which you can catch from 6 p.m. to 12 midnight here Saturday nights on the network here at Civic Media. It's a six-hour show she does with Jimmy and Rocker, and they do a phenomenal job. It's such a great show. Great discussion about music, great music. They do Live in the Lair from 9 to 10. Highly recommended if you haven't checked it out. Terry will be here at 7:35 with some great new music, like always, and some great conversation. I saw this the other day that someone bought the Poltergeist house. It's in Simi Valley, California, and he wants to turn it into an Airbnb. Now, that's weird because you think, well, people, who would want to stay there? How would you know? Wouldn't you be freaked out? No, he wants people to know. That's his selling point. It's an Airbnb, and it's going to look just like the set on the movie Poltergeist. I don't know if you can get sucked into the TV, because now we have flat-screen TVs. That would be a much taller order for the external forces in the other world to pull a young girl into the TV. But that's what he's doing. And you know what? I'm sure it will be successful. I know there are probably enough people out there that want to experience something like this, that want to stay in a house that's iconic and that they saw in the movies. I would do it. If it was an actual house where an actual poltergeist happened, no thanks. But they just shot a movie there. So I think I would do it. So that's our question tonight. And all the great horror movies we've had over the years, what house would you want to stay in? And what house would you want nothing to do with because it's just too scary? You got the Nightmare on Elm Street house, Halloween. How about the cabin from Friday the 13th? Lots of houses to choose from. So that's our question tonight. What scary house from the movies would you want to stay in overnight? And you can answer it just the opposite to which one would you not want anything to do with? Because it would just be too scary. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Do you have an answer to that question, Conrad? Like the Scream house? Or
I talked about this a little bit on Wednesday when Amanda was here, and it is, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Monster House.
Yeah, I have not seen that, no.
It's with Steve Buscemi.
Oh, yeah.
However you say it.
Love him.
But basically, the house is alive.
How do you mean that?
So these kids are across the street from this old house, and this guy who's up in the, he's like 70s. That's the character that Steve plays.
Okay.
And it basically is alive at night. So at night, you can see it make faces and stuff. And you go inside, and it's alive. Like, there's one part where there's actually a uvula in it.
Oh, you told me this. What the heck is that? In the house?
In the house. Yeah, like, and then they'd go down, like, the stomach or, you know. And, yeah, it's, I would never want to stay in that one.
But that was a movie?
Yeah, it's a.
But it's, well, based on a real house?
No, it's a cartoon.
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, you can't stay in a cartoon house anyway.
But, well, that's
just. But for the sake of the argument, let's say you could. Okay.
Yeah, because this movie scared me a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
The house scared the crap out of me every time I watched it. It's a nice Halloween movie if you're not into really scary stuff, you know?
Yeah. Is the It house a thing? Stephen King.
I think it is.
I think that's a famous house too. Like I said, I don't watch a ton of movies. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
The one house I really wouldn't, I've talked about this before on the show. I saw this movie called Barbarian, and it's really creepy. And it's got a downstairs with a tunnel and this whole existence of a basement that people don't know about. And it's an Airbnb. And basically what has happened is this guy fathers children and they raise them down there. There's this woman that's lived down there for decades and this creepy guy that takes care of them. It was so odd and scary. That's one I probably would not want to stay in.
So I just sent you the It house.
Okay.
And after looking at it again,
yeah,
I don't think I'd stay in.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy. The Psycho house, maybe? Norman Bates? I mean, that's on a studio lot, so I probably wouldn't be as scared because there's like studio security. But yeah, that's one I don't think. That's probably the creepiest house I've seen.
What about in like those, I think it's, I forget which one it is, Jason or whichever one, but when they're like at summer camp and the cabin's there.
Yeah, I mentioned that one. Like if that's, that totally is in play too, the cabin.
Yeah, I think I could do that. I think I could do it.
Really?
Probably not.
I find that scarier than like yeah, a house in a regular city block.
Yeah, because there's nothing around you and
yeah,
just a forest around. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't do it either.
Let's not forget the Amityville Horror House. I saw that and I have to say that didn't totally freak me out just because weird stuff was happening. I was pretty young when I saw that, but it was like the walls were bleeding and that just doesn't do it for me. It's like, whatever. It's not even that scary, I don't think.
What about the Haunted Mansion?
In the Wisconsin Dells?
No, not that one.
From, no, what is that from?
The Disney movie with Eddie
sure,
Murphy.
Sure, I'll stay in that one.
That one could be fun because there's,
yeah,
it's pretty big. There's a lot of twists and turns in that movie. I think that would be fun.
True. It's the Myers house. Okay. A friend of mine just let me know it was the Halloween house. So I just called it the Halloween house. I have a new winner that I would not want to stay in, and it's the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. That is a creepy place.
Yeah.
No way would I stay there. Got a couple birthdays. Let us know though. What's the house you're least likely to stay in that was in a scary movie that was featured? And what is the one you're most likely to stay in, or you wouldn't mind staying in, or even think would be kind of fun? Like Conrad just said, the haunted mansion. So let us know. That's our question tonight. You guys can chime in. It's always great. And we'll read your texts on the radio. You know, not to start a debate here, a Wisconsin-based debate, but it's TJ Watt's birthday. He's 30. He just reached, I think, 100 sacks this past week. Who do you take, TJ or JJ?
Oh, that's tough. I'd have to go TJ probably.
I think I would too.
But you're forgetting one brother.
Well,
you're forgetting Derek Watt,
who's incredibly talented but is not on the level of his brothers.
Well, he's a great fullback.
Yeah. In a league that rarely uses fullbacks, but no, they got the genes. I think I would have to go TJ though. JJ's taller and probably blocked a few more passes, but watching TJ, he just has it down. Those moves, his hand speed and what he does. I would take TJ.
You know that Derek and TJ are on the same team?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I think that's really cool.
It is
to
cool.
See that.
Apparently they do not get along at all, though. Totally kidding.
They hate each other.
I'm trying to start rumors here. And also, it's Luke Perry's birthday today. I had the opportunity to meet Luke Perry because at our grade school, when I lived in L.A. where my kids went, I was friends with a guy named Willie Garson, who was on Sex and the City. He passed away a few years ago. Great guy. But he was friends with Luke. So by default, I was in a few conversations with Luke Perry, and I have to say, very nice guy, and gone too soon, which is terrible. I think he was only like 50. But I can also say, I don't think I ever really watched a Luke Perry movie. He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, though, and he was very good in that. Small part, but good. And TJ or JJ, you can let us know that too. Let us know, folks. Just be part of the show. Come on, join us. We're having fun here. 855-752-4842. I'll read your texts next, and we'll talk about Tony Shalhoub. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Turn out of here, the neighborhood. Drum a sound and feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired, just want to close your eyes. Follow your dream down.
She pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV.
Is that the Disney house you just sent me?
Yeah, that is it.
That almost looks too cartoonish. Because it looks like a face.
Yeah, that's what it does at night.
Yeah,
it can make faces and everything.
Yikes.
It's a good movie.
All right, I'll take your word for it. You ever have that feeling? I worked in my garage today, went through a couple spider webs. If I go through a spider web, I feel like I have bugs on me the rest of the day. It's
yeah,
awful.
Yeah.
And I think there are fruit flies in the studio right now. I don't know what's happening, but or I'm just losing my mind maybe here right before Halloween, which is convenient.
I think you might be losing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hey, if you haven't checked out New Wisco Weekend here at Civic Media, you have to check it out. Lisa Hale hosts the show, does a great job. Conrad contributes. Terry Barr contributes. Amanda Nimmer, Todd Michaels, Brittany Merlot, Pete Schwabba. We all pitch in and help Lisa out, but she does a phenomenal job sort of helming the ship, and it's a great news magazine for Northeast Wisconsin, so I highly recommend it. It's on Saturday morning and Sunday morning here on WGBW and WISS. I do a movie pick every week, a movie you may have forgotten about or just haven't gotten around to seeing. This week's pick was the movie Once, which did win an Oscar and was made very inexpensively, but is a really great movie. I think the theme this weekend is music, right? Is that what Lisa
Correct, did? Yeah.
What do you have cooking? You got a good sports
I talk about the importance of music in sports.
Whoa, nice. Like introduction songs, that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I talk about both. You know, if you're a fan, you get to the atmosphere where you want to hear these songs that get you into the game. And I also talk about athletes listening to music, you know, to help help movement and stuff.
Nice. I think one of the coolest things regarding music and sports is when at Camp Randall they play Jump Around.
Yeah, that's actually
one of the other team even jumps around and the announcers, it's just spectacular. So yeah. So if you didn't use Jump Around in your feature, Conrad, you gotta squeeze it in there somehow still.
It's in there.
All right, I figured. That'll be a question we should do one night. Best sports song or music and sports.
Jump Around's gotta be up there for
sure. Yeah, it's probably all time top 10 for mm-hmm. me. It's top 5 or maybe top 3. So I
think Bang on the Drum All Day, because honestly, it's used in a lot of stuff in sports. When I was growing up, I thought that was just Green Bay.
Yeah.
But then I know that Cincinnati Bengals play it a lot when they score touchdowns.
What does that have to do with sports, though? Or nothing? It's just kind of a fun song?
It's just a...
I mean, Jump Around doesn't really either.
Well, you get to jump around.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. Maybe we'll do that next week. That would be a fun question of the night. All right, so getting to your text, we got some good ones here. Our question tonight is, what house from a movie or TV that's scary, do you think it would be fun to stay in? And what house would you want no part of? And this is all inspired by someone who bought the Poltergeist house in Simi Valley, California, where they shot the movie Poltergeist in like 1982. They're redoing it as an Airbnb and they're recreating the set of Poltergeist. So you can stay there and have the Poltergeist experience and possibly be killed. So that sounds like fun. But it inspired our question tonight, so let us know your thoughts, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you can vote on TJ or JJ, one of the J's, TJ Watt or JJ Watt. It's just something I asked Conrad, and I think the younger brother has outshined the older brother. He certainly got to like 100 sacks quicker.
Yeah, he also, you know, I forget how old he was when he won Defensive Player of the Year. I think that was 2 years ago now.
TJ?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
He's still pretty young. So
30. Yeah, he should have a few more good years for sure. Going to the text line, love it. In the 920, this is Gizmo. Hey, Pete, it's Gizmo. So I would love to sleep on one of the bunk beds that was haunted from the hurricane area. Oh, wait a minute. This is what we were talking about with Todd last time, right? The haunted bunk beds?
Yes.
Horicon, he means. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's because Sherry chimed in on that too. I don't know if I'm spelling that right. Okay, there we go. It's like the Horicon Marsh. Anyway, it's made it on Unsolved Mysteries. They claim that the bunk bed was haunted. Yes, Gizmo, we did talk about this a couple weeks ago with Todd Michaels, our requisite paranormal authority and the producer of Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW. We had a nice in-depth talk about that. I would encourage you to look for that on the podcasts on civicmedia.us because they catalog all the shows and it's definitely on there. But we had a discussion about that and you're right. It was bunk beds and they were supposed to be haunted, which is crazy. Annie from Watertown says, do people just have too much money? Yes. She says it's fairly local. Okay, I mean, if I've got funds for a vacation, perhaps I'm not working hard enough to need a break. I don't think Andy's interested in being in a scary house. She says if that's gonna be a vacation. Yeah, I agree. Why would you do that? Unless you did it with like a group of friends. Hey, there's 10 of us. We're all gonna go stay in the Poltergeist house. But like for a romantic getaway, might be a mood killer. Especially if you left the TV on. From the 608, Steve says, I've been to the Stanley Hotel Estes, which is in The Shining, but would like to stay. It is spooky in the halls. Did stay at the Pfister, but no ghosts. Yes, that's correct. The Pfister is supposed to be haunted, too, in Milwaukee. I've only stayed there once. And same as you, Steve. No ghosts. But Steve says, the Stanley was filmed as the Overlook. Yeah, I think they renamed it in recent years. Maybe that's what it is now, is the Stanley. Eric from Lodi says, most likely the house from House 2, the interdimensional doorway, sounds cool. Least favorite, the house in The People Under the Stairs. Too creepy. I forget. That's another one. The People Under the Stairs. That's a great title. Thank you, Eric, for the text. I think the house from He Knows You're Alone, too, where the babysitter was, that was pretty creepy. But so far, I got to say, my least favorite I'd want to stay at would be the Overlook Hotel from The Shining. Alone. I should have added that to the question. You have to stay at alone. All right. When we come back, more creepy talk. It's Freaky Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Sean and Bill will be here from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society. We're going to ask them about creepy stuff, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what they do. That's coming up next, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr's coming by in hour number two. And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
From the 414, Christine says, I never believed in ghosts or spirits until I saw one and actually heard her speak to me. It was my sister and it was real. She has a little ghost with a heart emoji on the ghost. It's very sweet. Thank you, Christine. Yeah, that's, we just talked to someone. Was it last week's Freaky Friday where somebody said they talked to a family member? Maybe it was Sherry. Did Sherry from Horicon have some?
Yeah, know. No, she did. That was a while ago, though.
Was
she
it?
She did. I think, I can't remember who she said. But yeah, she did talk to someone.
Yeah, that's great. Great. Keep those texts coming, folks. The question tonight is, what house from a movie, a scary house, would you think it'd be fun to stay in? And what house would you want nothing to do with? Mine is the Overlook Hotel from The Shining. No thanks. Or the Psycho House. But let us know what you think. We've had some good ones so far. 855-752-4842. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Or 855-75-CIVIC. Whatever's easiest, let us know. Great to have you be part of the show. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35 with some new music and some fun conversation. Terry's always fun. Terry's extra fun on a Friday night, I think, because it's the weekend. But right now, this is exciting. We have two gentlemen here from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society, Sean Blaschka and Bill Boudreau. Bill Boudry. Sean, am I saying those names right?
Boudry.
Boudry, okay.
Yeah.
And your last name?
Blaschka.
Blaschka, okay. I was saying that. Yep. Great. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. It's great to have you here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Is Bill with us, or will he be joining us?
He's trying to.
Oh, okay.
His computer crashed on him.
Oh no!
When he was signing in, so I don't know if he's going to have a.
Well, if he has issues too long, maybe we could patch him in on the phone. Conrad, do you think? Okay, have him call if he has too much trouble. No rush, but if he wants to call, that's fine too.
Okay.
Or we could give him a call. So just let us know what works for you guys. But either way, it is great to have you here and nice to meet you. So I don't even know where to start because I find what you do pretty fascinating. So tell us a little bit about the Wausau Paranormal Research Society, Sean, and what you guys do there.
Well, first of all, our group was formed in 2000. We provide paranormal advice as well as paranormal investigations to anybody that requests it through our website. Or through Facebook. We don't get rid of ghosts. Some people ask that. Actually, we get asked that a lot. But we do have methods that we use in order to try to calm things down in a home or a business.
Wow.
But we do investigations at no charge to anyone that is experiencing paranormal activity. And that's what we've been doing, like I said, for the last 24 years here. Try to educate people, try to make them feel better about what's going on in their home or their business. Some people contact us because they're interested. They want to know what's going on. They want to know who's there. Others, because they're frankly, they're scared or frightened.
And sure.
Educating them helps make them feel a little better about what's, you know, happening there.
Right. So you say you guys can calm things down. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Like when you say calm things down, like what kind of things are happening where they have to call you? What's happening and how do you go about calming things down?
Well, I think usually what we try to do is you got to think of it this way. Whatever is in your home or your business, it's probably trying to communicate with you in some way for some reason, correct? So that can get aggravating for a spirit. Just as if you were in your home and all of a sudden you passed away and someone else is in your home, you're trying to communicate with them. No one's hearing you. So you do things to get attention, do things to get them to know you're there. So a lot of times what we do is try to set down ground rules, much like you would with a child, I guess. They respect your space and you respect theirs. And a lot of times, believe it or not, I know it sounds ridiculous, but a lot of times that really does help. As long as you follow the rules so you don't break your end of the bargain, it usually works.
What are those rules though? Like
Well, for example, I'm just going to use an example. Let's say someone comes to us and says they're being bothered in the middle of the night in their bedroom.
Okay.
You know, it's whatever is there is waking them up. Maybe touching their feet or making noises or footsteps, whatever
it may be. Did you say touching their feet?
Yeah.
That's so horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's in your own home. I mean, to talk about it, it's not as
right
sensitive as, I mean, something happens inside your own home, your own personal place where you should be safe. Yeah, it definitely is scary. But say that's happening and you sit down, we talk out loud to whatever's there and say, okay, the owner doesn't mind you being here. They don't have a problem with that. They don't like him coming or you coming in her room at night. At nighttime, it's their area. They're sleeping. Please don't do that. You know, just kind of lay down some rules. And
sure.
Honest to God, 80% of the time that works.
And the only way you know it works is that the people that had you come over and perform this intervention, so to speak, tell you that it hasn't happened again. Is that how that works?
Yep. Yeah, because we a lot of times we'll go back and check in on them after an initial investigation and give them our results, but then we follow up to see if things have improved for them.
Wow. So, go ahead.
No, that's all right.
I was just going to say, how often do you do this?
Well, you know, you get busy times and slow times. I guess if I had to say, we probably have a case a month, roughly.
Oh, okay.
It's not as many as you might think, but sometimes we've had more than that. It just kind of comes and goes, the activity, as far as how heavy of a load we have or not.
So when these what do you call them? Spirits, ghosts? How do you refer to someone on the other side, so to speak, or someone who is staying around?
I guess I refer to them as a spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not to turn this into like a religious or some type of even deeper conversation, but when they're still here, are they trapped between worlds, in your opinion, or are they waiting to go to the other side, so to speak? What's your take on that? And I don't expect you to have all the answers, but what's your opinion on that, I guess?
Yeah, and again, I have my opinion. No one really knows for sure.
Right.
Obviously, you'd have to die in order to know the answers. But my opinion is, yes, I think there are a lot of reasons the spirit stays behind. Unfinished business, maybe you died suddenly or tragically in some way. I mean, you just, it was very fast and you may be confused. You may not even understand what happened.
Okay.
You might have a message you want to give someone. You know, those are some of the main ones I can think of that I think comes to play, but I think a lot of it is confusion.
Interesting.
Not realizing they've passed and not sure what's happening and why they can't communicate with anyone.
So on your website, you have several people. It's not a small, it's not just you and Bill, so to speak. Do all these people do the same things that you do? Or are they just people who are interested in finding out more or telling stories like this? What does everybody do there? It seems like you got like 10 or 12 people.
Yeah, we have actually about 9 people.
Okay.
In our group right now. And, you know, it changes. It goes up and down over the years. People come, people go, you know, life changes and stuff. We all have day jobs. We all have a regular job. This is, you could say it's a hobby. But we look at things in a scientific way. We investigate scientifically. We look for causes of something and try to debunk what we can. And when we find, you know, no answer to something that's happening and no reasonable answer, then we might say, well, this could be paranormal.
Okay.
So, you know, we don't jump to conclusions and just go willy-nilly, go into a place and oh, this is haunted. And that's not what we're all about. We're trying to go in there, investigate it, find the facts, debunk what we can, give information and answers to the owner and try to help them. That's really our goal. We're trying to help. We're not trying to make it worse for you.
Yeah. Oh, I hope not. Yeah. No. I notice you have, is that a rotary dial phone behind you there on the wall?
It's not hooked up and then it doesn't work, but
you'd be really freaked out if that thing started ringing. I'm sure that would be people from the other side trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, ghosts from the 70s, maybe. I haven't talked on that since the 80s, so hopefully it doesn't ring for me.
Yeah, I hope not. I guess we have my guest is Sean Blaschka, and now we have Bill. I believe we have Bill Conrad. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Bill, all welcome. Right, Bill Boudry joins us now. He's also part of the Oshkosh Paranormal Research Society. Bill, I think you have your, or I'm sorry, WASA. I think you have your computer sound on, if you could kill that, because I can hear my voice. I hope that's what it is. I hope it's not someone from the other galaxy trying to connect with us. Are you there, Bill?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. No, I can. All right, we'll work through it. As long as you can hear me, that's great. Conrad, are you picking up? Are you picking up my voice twice? Okay. Anything we can do on our end here? Or any advice you have for Bill?
I would wear headphones if you have headphones.
I have headphones on.
Okay.
Then it seems that the computer audio is on as well, then, I think.
I think you're okay. Is there something you can do with your computer audio, Bill? Bill's like, I gave up a Friday night for this. So, all right, let us know, Bill, when you're ready to roll there, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Or should we just do phone, Conrad? What do you think?
Yeah.
Bill, do you mind giving us a call? Maybe you could coordinate that with him, Conrad. Thank you. Sean, so your website says you asked a question, where do paranormal and reality meet? That's where your organization comes into play. What have you found? What is your answer to that question so far, based on what you know? Can Sean hear me?
I think.
Oh, there you go. I got
I
you.
I think
now.
I heard you. You're cutting in and out a little bit.
Oh,
you,
no. Okay. Did you hear the question?
You asked about where paranormal and reality meet.
Yeah, I saw that on your website, and I was just wondering, how do you answer that? I think we're having some technical issues. Maybe we should get both these guys on the phone, Conrad, just to be safe. Sean, Conrad will ask you for a phone number. We're going to call you guys back and see if we can do it that way, because I think we're having some technical issues. Sorry about that, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're cutting in and out.
Yeah, we'll do this on the phone during the break. Maybe we can get this lined up. All right, this is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. I've got two guys here, two gentlemen from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society. They're here talking about the paranormal. And what better night to do that on Freaky Friday here on Nightlight? This is Peach Wabba. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. That is the voice of Todd Michaels, the producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show, and our the voice of the network. Those are some great pipes. And that, I don't know, that chilled me. Sean, did that freak you out? I don't think Sean can hear me still. Bill, are you there?
I am here. I'm a little bit of technical difficulties tonight, but
that's okay.
Usually we don't have this type of equipment failure unless we're on investigations.
Yeah, no problem. Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you great.
Okay, terrific. Well, it's good to meet you, and I talked to Sean a little bit. I think we're having some issues with Sean right now, but we'll continue with you until we have a better connection with Sean. I asked Sean before the break, Bill, on your website, the Wausau Paranormal Research Society, it says where the paranormal and reality meet. Where is that, and how do you explain that, would you say?
That is something that Sean brought up when this organization actually first began. And we've been actually together for about 25 years now.
Wow.
So that was kind of the slogan or the that he brought up when it first started. And I think it was just basically, he could probably explain a little bit better once he comes aboard, because he's the guy that was, you know, had the meaning behind the words.
Sure.
But I think it probably means well, reality, because we are basically in a reality, but we're trying to correspond and tie the reality and the paranormal together.
Okay, fair enough. Can you share some of the things you've seen over the years, Bill? Anything that's really kind of stumped you or creeped you out?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, when I first started with this group, I came into it as a skeptic. I never had any real paranormal experiences growing up, so I came into it with a different mindset. And through the years of doing, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of investigations that we have been on, I can tell you, I went from being a skeptic to a true believer. I have seen everything from full body apparitions to shadow figures. I have seen objects move. Now, it's nothing like you see on the movies where you see a couch pick up and fly across the room. But, you know, you do actually see smaller objects move, doors open and close, lights turn on and off. So when I say there really hasn't been anything that I have never experienced, that is quite true. But I'm going to say one of the freakiest things or the scariest things are when you get a personal attachment and you bring something back home with you. Now, it is a lot different when you're investigating a business or somebody else's home, but when the shoe's on the other foot and you're experiencing what they're experiencing, it sheds a whole new light on it. So a number of years ago, I actually brought an attachment home back home with me.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And,
yeah, when you see a full body apparition laying on your bed and sitting straight up and looking at you, it kind of, the hairs on the back of your neck will stand straight up because that's something that you're not expecting at your own house.
I mean, I don't even know what... first of all, do we have Sean back? Can Sean hear me now? I think we're still having trouble with Sean. Okay, so what do you do, Bill? What do you do under those circumstances? You're laying in bed, it's night, and you see this person or this apparition, as you call it. What's your course of action there?
Change your underwear. but no... so for the next week, I basically littered my house with all of our different types of equipment. And I wasn't getting, cause now I'm thinking everything that I hear or see is something, paranormal. And so basically what we do a lot of times is when we're on investigations, our main goal is to try to find a reasonable, logical explanation.
Right.
The second one is try to educate that family or that business of what's going on there, and then try to give them some type of comfort. And a lot of times what we do is we lay down ground rules. And that's going to sound really silly because you got to think about what is a spirit, what is an entity? That is just energy or something that's passed on, but at one point they were a living, breathing person. So when if you're able to communicate with that spirit, you can lay down certain ground rules and say, hey, this isn't your house. You don't belong here. You need to move on. Different things like that.
Basically, you give a ghost a talking to.
Exactly. And you have to be, one thing is you have to be very respectful when you're doing it. But you also got to be firm. Kind of like when you're dealing with a child. So I did that. And if you ever had like a really bad head cold and all of a sudden your sinuses open up and you can breathe again, because that, for that entire week, I have felt a very heavy presence of a thickness in my house. And it wasn't just affecting me, it was affecting my pets. And as soon as I laid down them ground rules, the air just, it was like you couldn't breathe again. That heaviness went away. And I never experienced any more after that.
That's great. Bill, let's pick it up right there when we come back. We got to do a quick news break, and then we'll come back. Hopefully we'll get Sean back too. But Civic Media award-winning news is coming up, and then we'll have a little more paranormal talk with Bill Boudry and hopefully Sean Blaschka. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.